ice cream leader Biden is supposed to receive his daily presidential brief, which he will sleep through. And then he does some other stuff that he pretends like he's the actual president, even though he's not. So let's talk about some federally news. State Department Inspector General will investigate ice cream leader Biden's botched Afghanistan pullout. And other breaking news, nothing will come from it. Next up, Biden to participate in a CNN town hall in Baltimore on Thursday where everybody is pre-selected and the questions are pre-written. Once again, nothing within this whole regime is real. All of it's fake. Next up, Heels Up Harris is hitting the campaign trail with Terry McAuliffe amid tight race for the Virginia governorship. If McAuliffe, I said it yesterday, I say it again. McAuliffe wins, Virginia just needs to break out. Just you know, you got to take these idiots in Northern Virginia and just break away from them because these people are insane. Terry McAuliffe is a legit crazy person. He is just a crazy person. And the fact that, I don't know, anybody in Virginia, why did Terry McAuliffe actually leave the governorship? I don't know anything. I don't care about Virginia politics, hence why I'm asking. I love how it's like a tight race. A tight race in Virginia means like the Republicans within 10 points on a good poll from Rasmussen's. That's what that means. But the fact that this crazy person is going to get the governorship again, you guys just, there's no reason. Make that section of Virginia its own state, right? The Dems will love it. Give them two senators, give them a representative in the House. Say, hey, we can't give you D.C., but we'll give you D.C. adjacent. Because that's all that Northern Virginia is. It's D.C. adjacent. Give them that, and then you can have the rest of Virginia. And then you can have two red senators, and you can have a, because the rest of the state is beat red outside of like Roanoke, Virginia, and all those kind of. And when you guys do break away, can you get rid of the stupid slogan that Virginia is for lovers? I've never gotten that, man. I've never done that. So, I don't know. I am not even hating on Virginia. Virginia is a beautiful, beautiful state. Having driven through it two times in my life. I just don't know why Virginia's for lovers, because you guys are just, you know, run by Democratic nitwits. But it's unfortunate because we're getting Larry Elder syndrome again, aren't we? Oh, it's a tight race. Oh, look at this. Terry McAuliffe's in trouble. He's got to have Heels Up Harris hang out with him and go hit the campaign trail. They're only putting Harris out there because they don't know what to do with her for anything else. They literally don't know what to do with her. So go out and campaign, because that's easy for you to do. And you really can't screw that up. Technically. All right. Next one is Peppermint Zaki. That really is the best nickname for her. Peppermint Zaki. Jen Peppermint Zaki has decided that. I told you this wasn't going to be a big deal yesterday. The idea that ice cream leader Biden and his Jezebel wife not getting or avoiding the mask mandate was going to be some big deal. Here's Peppermint Zaki and her response to it.
Thank you, Jen. There is a mask requirement inside D.C. restaurants, yet President Biden and the First Lady were not wearing masks while walking around a D.C. restaurant on Saturday. Why?
Well, I think what we were referring to is a photo of them walking out of a restaurant after they had eaten, masks in hand, where they had not yet.
Oh, so the masks in hand. That now we're doing mask by proxy.
Put them back on yet. So I would say, of course, there are moments when we all don't put masks back on as quickly as we should. But I don't think we should lose the forest through the trees here. And that our objective here is to get more people vaccinated.
Yeah, just because you didn't put it on. Guys, you're never going to catch these people embarrassed. You're never going to gotcha these people. So can we stop it? Oh, we found Joe Biden without a mask on. Wah! Whatever. They're going to laugh at you and give you some ridiculous. Well, technically, he was walking for 15 seconds without the mask, so it's okay. They're going to come up with stuff. They're going to feed them. They're going to feed you their BS. Because that's all they run on. BS and broken dreams. So you can't get these people. So, but of course, that's pretty much what right-wing media does. Oh, look at that. Let me write 5,000. Michael Knowles is going to write a 6,000-word allegory for why President Trump, I'm sorry, Ice Cream Leader Biden wasn't wearing a mask in Virginia. Ooh, that'll do it. Of course, it does do it because people just, they find money and just throw it at these people. But whatever, it's a nothing burger. Biden regime, we talked about this yesterday, presses the Supreme Court to stop the Texas heartbeat bill. And apparently, according to LifeSite News, I think that was earlier this morning, the Supremes have actually, John Roberts and the Supremes have decided that they are going to take it up. This was from LifeNews.com's Twitter page this morning. Supreme Court has decided to fast-track its decision on whether to temporarily block the Texas pro-life bill while the lawsuit from Joe Biden and the abortion businesses continue. Okay, get ready to be disappointed. I'm just telling you, I pray that they uphold it. I want them to, but I'm not, I'm lowering my own expectations in that regard. I just don't believe John Roberts and the Supremes are going to err on the correct side here. They're not going to err on the side of life. Let's see. Democrats unveil doomed funding bill, whatever, who cares? Rampant domestic abuse by Afghan man at U.S. bases prompt deployment of gender advisors. This is from Breitbart.com's John Bender. Domestic abuse has become such an issue among Afghans brought to the U.S., these United States, and temporary living at various U.S. military bases has become so bad that gender and protection advisors are being deployed to help with the problem. Why the hell did we bring these people over here? Oh, you're such a xenophobe. No, these people don't share anything with us. They beat their women for fun. You and I, that's horrible. It's detestable. It's downright, you're going to get a can of whoop. You know, you're going to get whooped if you try to beat a woman in public. These people, it's a national pastime. Yet 53,000 Afghanis are currently living temporarily on 8 military bases, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Texas, Indiana, New Mexico, and Virginia. Rent-free, 3 meals a day. Meanwhile, we have hundreds of thousands of homeless people, homeless vets who are committing suicide every day. But yet, we bring in Afghanis who love to beat their women. And we're like, these are the people. These are the model. All these people, even the woman that's getting beat right there, she's a future doctor. Didn't you know that? Bask in the glow of diversity. Diversity sucks. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be so crude. But at this point in my life, I'm not, man. I'm not about it. Don't give me the diversity speech. I'm not talking about, like, my wife, who's Hispanic, and myself, a white Irish Italian, right? That's not the diversity, because my wife and I are both a part of the Universal Catholic Church, so that trumps everything. I'm talking about bringing in people from completely different parts of the world who have been brought up and believe a completely different set of values that we do. Bringing them here and giving them a Whopper with cheese is not going to make, well, maybe it will make them American, but they aren't going to subscribe to the same beliefs we are. Oh, la, 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 I love to beat my women. Hey, sir, here's a Whopper and here's a large fry. Oh, la, 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 I don't want to beat women anymore. I love Big Mac. It's a Whopper, sir. That's not going to change them.